We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Jason Barsky Show.
Mr. Peanut died, or so we thought, in a commercial a couple weeks ago. And then last night during the Super Bowl, we got to see the conclusion to this. Let's hear that. Hear that commercial, because things have changed now. Here's the funeral of Mr. Peanut. If you missed it, pay attention.
Mr. Peanut, he spent his life bringing people together. I know he'd be happy that we are all together now.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What's happening?
What is that?
Is that a baby nut?
Just kidding. I'm back.
Where's my monocle?
Now, he's now a baby nut, and he sounds like a dolphin. And I don't know if that changes things. I don't think it does. I want to welcome to the show the executive director of Visit Luzerne County Tourism, and Ted Womple is on the phone. Now, Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Good. Are you feeling overjoyed that Mr. Peanut is back, or are you feeling down, or were you all ready to mourn Mr. Peanut?
Well, we were perplexed. Well, the initial reaction was, what do we just see, and how do we, what do we take away from that? So no, we're thrilled. We're going ahead this around noon with the celebration of Mr. Peanut, you know, what it's meant to Wilkes-Barre, what it's meant to Luzerne County, and also, touch on the rebirth, if you will, or reincarnation, however you want to put it, of baby Peanut, so that the tradition, obviously, is going to continue.
Okay, so you had this planned on, late last week. You had planned to do this on Monday, and it was described as, we'll find out. I'm sorry, it said you invited everyone to join you as you, quote, gather to either hold vigil or to celebrate our local legend. Did you ever consider rebirth as a baby?
No, we thought we hedged our bet pretty well with the press release, talking about it being a celebration of life, if it in fact was a final funeral, or a celebration of life, if in fact it left it open that he came back, and just celebrate what the tradition of Mr. Peanut was. When that was over, the phones from my office staff, everything started blowing up. We're all weighing in. Everybody from, Dave Pedry and everybody is just like, what do we just see? And, now how do we play that? So I missed most of the halftime show.
Well, don't
because
worry.
We were just trying to figure out how this worked out.
You either missed an eclectic, wild, over-the-top, fun performance full of sexy women or the devil putting his wares on view for everyone to see. So you don't even have to weigh in on that. You can find it online, I'm sure. Now, do you think, and it's interesting, Mr. Peanut, do you think Mr. Peanut is an iconic character? And do you think this has been good for Wilkes-Barre, because now people locally are talking about Mr. Peanut and the history of that character? Before that, I really hadn't heard about it. I knew it was invented here. Originally born here.
Well, it's interesting that we've been helped by the fact that they started this campaign, and it kind of reignited everything that Mr. Peanut has meant to the city and to Luzerne County, and thought it was a great campaign when it started out, and we all got excited about it last weekend. We're just going back and forth. What do we do?
Right.
Let's run with this. It's great. It's part of Luzerne County. It's what we should celebrate, because it's everything good that Mr. Peanut was. So,
are there opportunities at all? And I think I want to say I asked this. I forget if it was to David Pedry. I don't think it was. It might have been with. I can't think of his name. I had this discussion with some people, and I'm like, is it possible to tap into this for potential financial gain for the county?
Absolutely.
Can we cut a deal with Planters to sell official Luzerne, born in Luzerne County, Mr. Peanut dolls for people to sell around the country?
Well, we're gonna explore this as much as possible to see, because you don't forget, we've been looking at, you know, what is the brand of Luzerne County? What is that one thing that that brand Wilkes-Barre, that brands Luzerne County? And this may have fallen to us. And we've been looking at a whole bunch of different options, you know, trails and things like that, which will always be what we are. But the Mr. Peanut thing came up, and the public response has been overwhelming. And, you know, our Facebook post regarding the event today has been getting, you know, a lot of hits since that commercial ran yesterday. So, yeah, I think we're on to something here, and we'll be exploring this in depth over the next few weeks.
I mean, I'm guessing you don't have any inside information, but honestly, I watched that commercial and I saw them go, "It's a baby nut," and it was adorable. And then he goes, "Where's my monocle?" And he goes, "I'm back." Do you think they're just going to be like, "He's grown up now"? Or are we going to now have the baby peanut? Because that's much more adorable than the skinny leg Mr. Peanut. If no offense to him and his family, but.
Yeah, and maybe that's what it is, because you know how sometimes companies change their logos and they make them more current and more appealing. You know, maybe the baby peanut becomes more appealing. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a... Yeah, it's going to be one of those... It's going to be interesting to see what they do with it going forward.
Can you believe this is our job? This is our job. We're speculating on Mr. Peanut. If they're going to modernize him, he says, "Where's my monocle?" I'd like to think the baby would get LASIK. You know, it's freshen it up a little bit. You know,
isn't it great though? On a Monday morning, this is the topic that we're focusing on.
That's what I'm saying. Whenever I complain about my job to my wife, I want her to look at me and go, "You talked about Mr. Peanut and the baby peanut." I know people. Some people were like, "Oh, I thought he was dead." And I don't know how they would have followed that up and had it made any sense. Like, you know, and you said no one knew what to expect. But I guess we all were kind of stupid if we thought that it would end in anything but like a rebirth or him going "Gotcha" or whatever. Because what would that commercial have been like if it was just like his family just crying and they bury him and they throw, you know, peanut shells on his coffin? I mean, like, that would have been morbid and horrible. And it just ended with everyone crying. They had to do something to make us go, look at that. They had to give us a happy ending.
Well, not to overuse a pun, but we would have all been crushed.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I would have been.
Right?
I would have been. Yes, we would have been crushed. We would have been. I would have left Evan. I would have been left feeling a little salty. I would have. it would have really, had that been the case, it would have broken through my shell and tapped into those emotions, and I would have cried tears of peanut butter. We could go on all day, couldn't we?
If
anyone wants, what can we expect today? So you're doing this at noon in front of the Luzerne County Office, 56 Public Square in Wilkes-Barre.
Correct.
Right.
And, you know, the preparation this morning, we've all been going nuts.
Yes.
So, okay, I'll go.
No, that's okay. It's okay. It's all right.
So what we're going to do is...
Bring them on.
There'll
I'm
be
happy.
A little of that, obviously. During the ceremony, there'll be a little bit of that. You know, we'll talk about the history of, you know, the origination of Mr. Peanut. You know, again, what it's meant to the area. Talk about how, you know, we used to remember seeing him on Square. A couple of people offer remarks, including Dave Pedry and the mayor. And then we have a little special, and I'll do a teaser at the very end, thanks to King's College.
Oh, okay.
And it's one of those things that it's going to be so cool at the very end.
Oh my God.
And I'll you got to be on the Square to see it.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't make it there because I have to work till then, but I hope you'll let me know what I'm missing here. So
I'll send it right to you.
That sounds exciting. Like I said, some people are, you know, I haven't looked at the text messages while we're talking. There are definitely some people who are going to be like, "I can't believe this is the topic of conversation." But it's like how Scranton has the office. Mr. Peanut is an iconic figure for the Wilkes-Barre area, for Luzerne County, and I like sure. when there's a little bit of, you know, when we exploit these iconic symbols or figures or shows,
right.
because it potentially gets people going, "I want to go there," and that's good for everybody.
Right.
It's good for the local economy. So it might be absurd, but so is life sometimes. And you know what? You got to take what you can get. And if, like you said, this one literally fell into your lap.
It did, and actually, you know, I sent you some pictures of the way our office windows look right now as we unveil all of this, and we have it set up so you can actually have your picture taking alongside the Mr. Peanut cling that's in the front window. So we have it, sized appropriately too. So yeah, so we hope to get a lot of play out of that and just have a lot of fun with this, because it's just okay to have fun from time to time.
No, you know, people who listen to this show are still looking for that moment of levity and fun, but you're right, we should try to strive for fun. One day I'll have fun on this show. No, I'm obviously self-deprecation is kind of my thing, and Ted Womple, Melissa, we'll have to talk soon, and I want to hear more about what's going on in Luzerne County, what you guys have planned, and well, I hope this is like a baby shower today for the baby nut. Mr. Peanut is back. Still with poor vision, must be genetics. Well, it's the same guy, though. He said, I'm back. It's not a new... Well, anyway, I'm overthinking this. Ted, thank you again. It's, again, Public Square, 56 Public Square. Today at noon is when this starts. And let me know how it turns out. Please send me a text. Give me some updates.
Sure will. Thank you very much, Jason. We'll see you soon.
We'll talk soon. Thanks.
It's the Jason Barsky Show. WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.